Praise the Lord. Thank God for the month of April. It's a family month, and God has helped us to attend to some issues. For those that knew me when I was much younger, primary school, secondary school, I was a good footballer. I know you find it very hard to believe, but I was a good footballer. I played football very well, you know. And my son also attempted playing ball. So I tried to encourage him, because you know that if you hit it, you hit it good. There's no other, if you hit it, it's not likely you will see me around here now. I'll be his manager, wherever he is. Because the kind of money they make is not, normal money. So I tried encouraging him, but the boy likes sleep. Who likes orungo? And at some point I was telling him, if you need to play football at that level, you must do what? You must practice. You need to practice. But he doesn't play with his early morning sleep. I heard Ronaldo is on the field 3 to 4 hours, 5 days in a week. 5 days in a week. In the next few minutes, I want us to talk about the power of practice. The power of practice. What is practice? Practice is doing this, doing something repeatedly. Repeatedly. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, you do it repeatedly. You know, up until when I was looking at something yesterday night, that's when I knew that they don't say practice makes perfect anymore. Because nothing is perfect. We are a work in progress. Practice only improves you, makes you better. There's always a next level to where you are. There's always a next level. So don't sit down and be comfortable where you are. Move to the next level. And the only way you can get to that next level is through practice. Doing it day in, day out. Whether complicated or simple. That's why you say, they say this pilot has so amount of flying hours. And eventually become captains. Oh, this is the captain of this flight. They don't become captains overnight. It's a function of the hours that they have put in, the practice they put in. And what happens when you practice? Sometimes you do what? You get injured. Sometimes you fall down. Sometimes you break your leg. But would you stop practicing? The answer is no. Because there's a goal. There's a goal. We're going somewhere. And the goal is the next level. In the month of April, we've discussed so many things about family. I know we discussed about culture, we discussed parenting, we discussed respect, we discussed communication, we discussed the uniqueness of each gender. I remember my auntie came to speak to us, and how many minutes did I give her? I can't remember. Maybe 7 or... It was very short. But the presentation was very impactful. People came to meet me after the presentation. Baba Fadubatu also spoke for the same. It was impactful. We had so much in the month of April. So much. So much. Yesterday we were here. It was full. And we were blessed. But knowledge has no value. Knowledge has no value until you put it to work. Practice. The question you should be asking yourself, the question I should be asking myself, is that what am I going to do differently? Practice will take something away from you. It can be your sleep. It can be your temperament. It can be your comfort. Practice must take something away. It must take something away from you. We are entering into the month of May tomorrow. And I think it's just apt. It's good for us to turn a new leaf in 24 hours. It's good. We're a few hours from May 1. They say May is the month of grace. The Lord be gracious unto you. I can't hear an amen. I said the Lord be gracious unto you. But you also must practice. You must do what you got to do and leave God to do what he has to do. God is God. You are humans. You have a duty to make things work for yourself. To make it work for me. Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. But I'm reading the NLT version. It says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and you received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Everything that you've had in the month of April, the Bible says, keep putting into practice. We learned in the first service, it's going to be tough. It will be tough because there will be resistance. There will be resistance within and resistance without. Resistance inside of you and resistance even external. But if you are determined, the word is determination. If you are determined, if you know what you want, you will do the practice. Lord will bless you. I say the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name.